For our GeoQuiz now, we're looking for a South American country. Its music and rich folk life may not be as well known as its history of drug cartels and violence. But it's the folk life that's on display this week on the National Mall in Washington. More than 100 artists and performers traveled north to be part of the ongoing Smithsonian Folklife Festival. So can you name this country that borders the Pacific and grows some of the world's finest coffee beans? The good news is you don't have to wait too long for today's answer. Olivia Cadaval is a curator at the Smithsonian Museum. So you invited musicians, potters, woodcarvers, and others to demonstrate their crafts. Tell us what country they represent and how you came up with this diverse mix for the Folklife Festival.
The country we represent is Colombia. And this is a project that we have been doing field research, ethnographic research, for over 3 years. So it's just very exciting to have our Colombianos here to engage the public in knowing the Colombia beyond what obviously sometimes people think, which is not quite the case anymore, is violence,
right,
or drugs.
So Colombia is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Now, I understand you're highlighting Colombia's coffee-growing regions. What part of the country is that, and have you been there?
Oh, absolutely. The Andes sort of end in Colombia, and the coffee region is in the central range of the Andean Mountains. We have everything around coffee. We have the baskets that they use for picking the coffee and selling it. So that's a whole basket tradition. And, of course, in the kitchen, we are making some incredible frijoles, which are typical of the coffee area.
And let's talk about that coffee a second. Is it prepared or served in any special way in Colombia?
You know, Colombianos drink coffee at all hours of the day. For breakfast, you will have your café con leche. So this is your coffee and milk. And then during the day, and then you have the tradition of the onces meaning 11 o'clock, so that's time for a snack. And you have your tintico. The tintico is a smaller cup of coffee. You may break it with a drop of milk, lots of sugar. So you have your coffee at all hours and in different sizes of cups depending of what the occasion is.
What other traditional food and flavors of Colombia can you get at the Folklife Festival? You mentioned the frijoles.
Well, let's say the frijoles, we have several ethnic groups from the Amazon, and they are making from scratch the cassava bread. This is made with a yuca. You know, first they peel, they grate, then they double strain, and then we have an open fire where they're making these huge flatbreads of cassava, which of course goes with the caldo tucupi, which is with a fish soup. We have a candy maker, and she does his decorative candies. You know, on and on. We have great diversity of what Colombia really is.
Now, the fast food that really blew me away in Bogota was a deep-fried sausage laid down in an arepa, this fermented tortilla. It was so good. You going to have any of that?
Oh, my goodness. You just hit it on the head, the nail on the head. The arepa is the tortilla of Colombia, and it is made with either corn, sometimes sweet still, depending on the region, and also with cheese.
So, Olivia, you know, if the movie Scarface gave us that enduring negative image of Colombia, do you think that an afternoon with the arts, food, and music of Colombia can reorient Americans to a different image of the country?
Well, you know, it's very interesting you bring that up, because I've been watching over the last 4 days, and there are these face-to-face exchanges. And you have a family from Iowa talking to the farmers from Boyacá and actually comparing some of the traditions they have there. Also, I think what happens is that for the public that has been coming, and I think now we're almost getting to 500,000, they are meeting people face-to-face and finding out the depths of the tradition. You have jewelry makers, women pan for gold. I mean, there's lots of life going on in Colombia that is not based on violence, that is not based on drugs. We're way past that.
Well, we've got a clip of some traditional joropo-style music. This joropo music is obviously going to be performed at the Folklife Festival, I assume.
Well, joropo music is very interesting. I mean, this is the music from the plains. The songs all relate to life on the plains, life with the cattle. And in fact, you do have the lead cowboy. He sings to the cattle. If he's not a good singer, he's not going to be a good leader.
Adiós, mujeres bonitas. Adiós, mujeres bonitas. Me voy a lo que maneja. Comprenderá mi dolor al tiempo. Dame la sedia que en el pecho llevo.
Olivia Cadaval, a folklorist and curator at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival, going on now in Washington. Thank you very much, Olivia.
Thank you, and come visit.